All right, so passive income. Who doesn't love the idea of money making money, right? But let's be real for a sec. It can get, well, complicated,
Yeah.
especially in DeFi with things like liquidity providing. Seems like a dream until the market takes a turn and suddenly you're not feeling so passive anymore.
Right.
Well, fear not, listeners, because today's deep dive is tackling that very topic, and it's one we get asked about a lot, T. Goblins Protocol. Specifically, what happens when those asset prices you were counting on decide to go on a little dot adventure outside the range you set?
Yeah, it's a good one to unpack.
It really is, because no one wants to log in and find their passive income strategy has suddenly become very, well, inactive, which is the term our source uses. So to break it all down, we've got our DeFi expert back with us.
Always happy to dive into the details.
Because those ranges on goblins, they're important, right? I mean, kind of feels like setting a thermostat in a
That's
way.
a good analogy.
You want it just right, that Goldilocks zone, but sometimes, well, the market throws a heat wave or a cold snap your way and things get a little important. Unpredictable. So let's talk about what inactive actually means for your crypto. Because it sounds kind of peaceful, right? Like your position is just chilling out.
Yeah, inactive can be a little deceiving. It sounds like things are just paused
All
harmlessly.
right, like a vacation.
Exactly. But in reality, it means a key part of your strategy is on hold. Basically, when the price of one of the assets in your liquidity pair wanders outside that range you set, your position stops earning those sweet, sweet transaction fees.
So no more passive income rolling in.
For that particular position, yeah. And to really grasp this, think about it like, I don't know, imagine your investment is like a car you've listed on a ride-sharing app, right? As long as it's within the right area, picking up fares, your golden passive income is flowing. But the minute it goes out of bounds, it's like the app stops working in that zone. No more ride requests, no more earnings, even though the car's fine, just stuck.
Okay, I'm seeing where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, I'm using that BCH slash USDT pair our source mentions, and I'm feeling optimistic. So I set my range between, say, $1,000 and $5,000 for BCH.
Okay.
But then, bam, crypto winter hits harder than expected, and BCH takes a nosedive down to like $900. What happens to my position then?
Well, in that scenario, the Goblins Protocol, doing what it does to keep things balanced, would automatically sell your USDT, buying more BCH, so your entire position is in BCH, until the price recovers and climbs back into that $1,000 to $5,000 range you set.
So my funds haven't magically disappeared.
No, they're safe.
Okay, but I'm also not earning anything, am I? It's like my car's stuck in a dead zone with no wifey.
Yeah, pretty much. And this
Ugh.
is where that term our source mentions, impermanent loss, comes into play, which can sound scary,
It does.
but it's not about losing your initial investment. Think of it more like missing out on potential gains. So let's say BCH, instead of crashing, actually stayed within your range, would have been steadily earning those fees. But because it dipped and your Goblins position went all in on BCH, you didn't get those gains, and potentially you missed out on buying more USDT while the price was lower if you just held on to both separately.
So it's like I'm on the scenic route, but I'm stuck behind a slow truck, missing out on the view instead of cruising along on the open road.
Exactly. It's all about opportunity cost.
So, knowing all this, what can our listeners do? Because the Goblins Protocol source we're looking at actually has some solid tips for navigating these price swings.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest ones, price alerts. Like, make those your best friend.
Price alerts. It's like setting up a neighborhood watch for your crypto.
Right? Exactly. They're your early warning system.
Yeah.
Because, look, let's be honest, none of us can stare at charts all day, every day, but well-placed alert. That'll ping you if things start heading towards your range boundaries.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we're not constantly glued to the charts, but we're also not caught totally off guard. But what about setting those ranges in the first place? Any advice from the source on that?
Yeah, and this is key. Analyze those market trends. Wider ranges, less risk of going inactive, but tighter ranges, well, they have the potential for higher rewards. It's all about your risk tolerance, really.
This is where those TradingView skills come in handy, right? Being able to spot trends and volatility.
Absolutely. It's all about making informed decisions.
Knowledge is power, or at least less stressful portfolio management. So to sum up, prices going out of range on goblins, it's not the end of the world.
Nope, not at all. It's more about understanding the mechanics.
And adapting.
Right.
So you're not caught off guard.
Exactly. And it actually makes you think, right? If wider ranges are generally considered safer, what would make someone choose a really tight range, knowing they're more likely to stop earning fees if the market fluctuates?
Ooh, That is a good question.
Yeah.
Because risk and reward are always dancing partners, aren't they?
Always.
Well, on that note, listeners, we're going to leave you to ponder that very question. If you're craving more DeFi deep dives, you know where to find us. Keep those questions coming.